Good morning and welcome to our worship today. Today at Our Shepherd, we are celebrating Confirmation Sunday. It will be the confirmation service of Hannah and Henry Taylor. Confirmation is a church rite for those who have been baptized and instructed in the Christian faith. And the ceremony is going to include the opportunity for our confirmands to publicly confess their faith and receive the supporting congregational prayers and enjoy the benefits and the blessings of the church. Our service that will be taped today will be a confession of sins, and then the message that will be tailored for the listening audience, and then the close. So may God bless our worship today then, on this very important Sunday. We begin, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." We begin the service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this point, we will sing in the congregation the song, "Christ Be My Leader." I'm just going to read two of these beautiful verses. "Christ be my leader by night as by day, safe through the darkness, for he is the way. Gladly I follow, my future his care. Darkness is daylight when Jesus is there. Christ be my savior in calm as in strife. Death cannot hold me, for he is the life. Nor darkness, nor doubting, nor sin and its stain can touch my salvation. With Jesus I reign." We confess our sins and receive that forgiveness that the Lord gives. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that a man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Yet so often we have despised God's word, we have failed to gladly hear and learn it. And for this and all our sins, we bow before God and humbly ask his forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Well, God gave us his word so that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. The scriptures testify about Jesus, who lived a perfect life for all of us, who died on the cross to pay for our sins and rose again to assure us of our salvation. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we collect our thoughts in prayer. Almighty God, you have committed to your church the task of teaching and confirming our youth. Enlighten us with your wisdom, that those who teach and those who learn, that rejoicing in the knowledge of your truth, we may worship and serve you from generation to generation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll then turn to the message for today. The words from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, where Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is God's word. The word of God speaks to us about being tied to something, tied to Jesus. I think all of us in our earthly lives are tied to something. On Sunday with the children, I will have something that a parent has given me regarding to something that is very, very important to the children in their life. Something that they would be devastated if it got taken away. Now, just for an example, I'm going to say, what if it was your little blankie, a Bubba, or whatever name you give it? You just stop and think about it. I think many of the listening audience would know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that baby blanket that you might have or had. And even though you are fairly old, you might still remember how attached you were to that Bubba, that blankie. Well, today we're going to talk about something that we need to be tied to, something that is secure. The Bubba, the blankie, or the Game Boy, or the jewelry box, or whatever it might be, is something that is temporal, something that will not last. We need something that will last, something that doesn't change, something that will always be there no matter how old we get or what goes on in our lives. We all need to be tied to something. As we rejoice with our confirmands today, we're going to ask them, what are you tied to? And that is the same question that I'm going to ask all of you. What are you tied to? We all need to be tied to something. We are. Jesus told us. What did he say? He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And so with those words, we're tied to Jesus. Jesus is the first and the last. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in between, now and the end, being tied to Jesus means blessing after blessing after blessing. Let's focus on how we are tied to Jesus. The lesson informs us. We're tied to Jesus by faith. Here again, those opening verses. I am the vine. My Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it'll be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. What is the key element or the key word in these verses? It is the word. That's what it is. As John often does in his gospel, the Gospel John writer always takes us back to the word. Through God's word, the Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts and he gives us life. The word of God nourishes us to live in faith. The word forgives us our sins, and the word connects us to Jesus and each other. Jesus describes it here in our lesson. He is the vine, we are the branches. We are connected to that branch. We are the branches connected to that vine. And connected to the vine, we as branches bear fruit. We are tied to Jesus by faith. That means we're tied to Jesus' peace, his presence, and his purpose. First of all, we're tied to his peace. Do we always appreciate what that means to have peace in our lives because of Jesus? It means that we are forgiven and that we are free. Because we are forgiven, we are free from guilt. Listen, that doesn't mean that we're free from temptation. Boy, that is going to always be with us until we get to heaven. That devil doesn't give up. In Greek mythology, there is a character whose name is King Tantalus. This King Tantalus had brought down the ire of the gods and was punished in the afterlife by being chained in a lake. When the water in the lake reached his chin, the king would bend his head to get a cool drink of water. But just as he would bend his head to get the water would recede. Above his head were branches filled with fruit. When the king would reach up to grab some fruit to eat, the fruit would move up out of his reach. That is where our English word tantalize comes from. When something tantalizes you, it means it tempts you. But unlike King Tantalus, the things Satan tempts us with are not out of our reach. They are within our reach. From now until the day we die, Satan will tempt you and me with one purpose in mind, and that is to cut the tie with Jesus, to rob us of the peace that is ours when we are connected to him. His goal is to torment us with guilt. My friends, when Satan comes tempting, look up. Look to the cross. There's Jesus. And when we have failed, look to Jesus. Look to the cross. Jesus has taken your guilt and gives you peace. But not only does Jesus give us peace, he also gives us his presence. As I read the last two verses of our lesson, listen to how many times the word remain is used. Jesus says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. How many times did he use the word remain? It was 5 times. When afraid, Jesus is there. When tempted, Jesus is there. When lonely, Jesus is there. When you have questions, Jesus is there. When there are problems or troubles, Jesus is there. We have a living, risen Jesus. He comes to us in his word. Again, we see that it always goes back to the word. Jesus is the Word. And with the Word, he gives us the sacraments. He has tied himself to us in holy baptism, that daily drowning that old Adam within us, we clothe ourselves with the garment of Christ's righteousness. And what's more, he gives us his presence in the supper, the assurance that he is with us and that our sins are forgiven. And finally, when we are tied to Jesus, we're not only tied to his peace and presence, we're also tied to his purpose. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Our purpose is simple, to let our light shine, to serve our Savior by living a life that bears fruit. That is all that matters. That is all that counts. And it all comes from Christ. Perhaps from the confirmation class this year, there will be doctors or renowned authors or the President of the United States. Let's just say it happens. Well, if it happens, but it's apart from Christ, it's nothing. Anything apart from Christ is nothing, because it serves no lasting purpose. The story is told of a woman who was driving carefully along a busy road. She was being tailgated by a stressed-out man who was in a big hurry. Suddenly, the traffic light turned yellow just in front of them. The woman cautiously stopped at the crosswalk. Even though she may have beaten the red light by accelerating through the intersection, the tailgating man hit the roof. He blew the horn. He screamed in frustration as he missed his chance to get through that intersection. As he was still in mid-rant, a tap was heard on the window of the car, and he looked up and saw the face of a very serious police officer. The officer ordered him to get out of the car. And because he continued his ranting, the officer took him to the station, where he was searched, fingerprinted, and placed in a holding cell. After a couple of hours, the policeman approached the cell and opened the door. The man was escorted back to the booking desk, where the arresting officer was waiting with his personal effects. The officer said, "I am very sorry for the mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn, shouting at the lady in front of you, shaking your fist. I noticed the 'I love Jesus' license plate holder. I noticed that bumper sticker and the Christian fish emblem on the car. I saw that sign that says, 'Follow me to my church.' I just assumed you had stolen the car." Well, Jesus says that we are to let our light shine. What an important role we all have to live as God's children. Jesus wants us to let others see Jesus in the way we speak and the act. By being here today, by listening to the service, for those confirmands making their confirmation vows, they're making a statement of what they believe. A Christian's life isn't about pulling down the big bucks or driving a fancy car. These might be blessings that God has in store for us, but they are not what our lives are all about. Our lives are about serving and producing fruits of faith. What are you tied to? What a blessing for us to say we're tied to Jesus. By faith, we are tied to his peace in our hearts, his presence in our soul, his purpose in our lives. Let us all remain strong in his word, remain strong in his love, and take joy in his promise, which says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit." Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostle Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we pray the prayer our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you His peace. Amen. God bless you, and God bless all the confirmands, not just here at Our Shepherd, but perhaps throughout the whole country. Whoever is listening, who knows of that young man or woman who has stood before the Lord and confessed their Christian faith, God bless them. May God bless all of us as we continue to live our lives as heirs of eternal life. Amen. God bless your day.